five horns.
One, two, three, four, five!
Five dogs!
One, two, three, four, five!
Five coconuts!
One, two, three, four, five!
Appendix out. What do you think I'm doing here? But
perhaps the appendix is on the left side, Doctor. That happens sometimes, you know.
Stop breathing down my neck. I'm coming to that.
Don't you think I know where an appendix is? I studied appendectomy in 1904. Lifts the abdominal wall and searches along the incision, dropping ashes from his cigarette.
Get me a new scalpel.
This one's got no edge to it. Thrusts a red wrist at it. The doctor reels back and flattens against the wall, a bloody scalpel clutched in one hand. The patient slides off the operating table, spilling intestines across the floor. Dr. Benway sweeps instruments, cocaine, and morphine into his satchel.
So rough. I can't be expected to work under such conditions.
By the dawn's early light, Dr. Benway pushed through a crowd at the rail and boarded the first lifeboat.
Y'all all right, he said, seating himself among the women. I'm the doctor.
Thank you. body drink the water. What do you say when you want a glass of water?
It was at this point that the hypnotist made the decision to take his subject over the hump. He decided, that is, to find out whether Ruth Simmons, in deep hypnosis, might possibly be conscious of events which had taken place even before her birth. As a preliminary step just prior to the prenatal regression, the subject was once more directed to see scenes which had taken place in infancy. The hypnotist asked her to recall some scene which had taken place at the age of 6, then at the age of 5, and then at 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now to continue with the tape recording.
I want you to keep on going back and back and back in your mind. Surprising as it may seem, strange as it may seem, you will find that there are other scenes in your mind. There are other scenes. Far away land, and places in the memory. I will talk to you again. I will talk to you again in a little while. I will talk to you again in a little while. Meanwhile, your mind is going back and back and back and back until it picks up the scene. Until oddly enough, you find yourself in some other scene, some other place, and some other time. And when I talk to you again, you will tell me about it. Now just rest and relax while these scenes come into your mind. Now you're going to tell me what scene came into your mind. What did you see?
Scratch the paint off my bed. I scratched the paint off. Dug my nails on all the posts and ruined it.
Why did you do that?
I don't know, it's just red. It's an awful spike.
What is your name?
Brady.
What?
Brady.
Do you have any other name?
Brady Murphy.
What's your name?
He's in Cork. Cork.
Is that what you mean? What is the name of your mother?
Okay.
What is the name of your father?
Duncan.
How old are you?
4. 4 years old.
Scratch the paint off the metal bed?
Yes. Scratch the paint off.
Alright. Now see if you can see yourself a little older. See if you can see yourself when you're 5. Or 6. 7. See yourself when you're an older girl. Are you a girl or are you a boy?
Girl.
Alright. See yourself when you are older?
Yes. Yes.
What are you doing now?
Playing the playing house and playing with my brother.
What are you doing now?
Duncan.
Thank you. How old are you when you're playing in the house with your brother? What is the name of the country?
Thank you.
Hardly begun. The witnesses present at the hypnotic experiment were already stunned by the response of this 29-year-old housewife, who was definitely not theatrical, and who has never been out of this country. Morton?
I discovered this afternoon why I don't like buttermilk. I'm going to get into that because, first of all, I'm not the kind of a guy who forms a snap judgment about some white, innocent fluid. And again, it seems to me that people who do like buttermilk love buttermilk beyond anything in existence. They have a thing over buttermilk, which I won't go into detail about. It's a little pornographic.
Thank you. On the street bearing a sign which read, "Please help me. I've taken LSD." Please help me. Please, he's help me. Please, help me. Please, he's help me. I've taken an LSD. I've taken LSD. Operates on a tenth of a volt of electricity. It is an amazing substance. It is comprised of 13 billion brain cells. It has the storage capacity of storing within it during your lifespan 15 trillion facts. In other words, if you transformed everybody on Earth to a fact, your brain could house the population of 5,000 worlds. Your brain is divided into three departments, the subconscious, the intermediate, and the recoverable memory. The subconscious part of your brain in itself is exceedingly amazing, almost to the point of being mysterious and strange. Without any dictation on your part, it carries on silently, continually, the electroimpulses of the electromuscular organ called the heart. Your old heart will beat today 103,389 times. Drive the blood through your body over the labyrinth of veins and arteries, which in themselves represent more than 60 to 100,000 miles, depending on the size. That means the blood will flow in the air until today and day of this world.
These people have a different kind of a sin.
All the way to the sun.
service.
Through long hours without speaking. She loosens my hair and reforms it according to her caprice, knotting it into my chin like a thick cloth, twisting it upon the nape of my neck, or braiding it to the end. She sees with astonishment the color of my lashes, the folds of my hair. Sometimes she makes me kneel and place my hands on the bed. It is one of her games. She slips her little head into me and imitates the trembling kid which sucks from the belly of its mother. She has gone out in sparkling, I see her. For all things in this chamber, all are related to her. I like her best. This bed, still warm, over which I pass my mouth, is impregnable. And the soft pillow, thus laying her little head enveloped in her hair. There is the basin in which she bathed, the comb which penetrated the knots of her tangled hair. Gauze enclosed her breasts. But that which I dare not touch with my finger is the mirror in which she viewed her hot bruises, and in which perhaps still exists the recollection of her moist lips. Alas, if I think of her, my throat becomes dry, my head drops. My breasts grow hard and pain me. I shiver and weep as I walk. When I see her, my heart stops, my hands tremble, my feet grow cold. crimson of fire mounts to my cheeks. My temples throb grievously. When I touch her, I become mad. My arms weaken, my knees swoon. I fall before her and lie like a woman about to die. The sun has passed off and light among the dead while I'm waiting, seated upon my bed. We're watching. The wick of the exhausted lamp is burned to the end. She will never return. There is blast star.
I'm starting to get this like I am the receiver.
I know well that she will never return. I know even the name that I hate.
Locations or people outside this camp because we're recording. You know the drill. I'll be putting it through effects so it should be okay, but just making sure. See here, this is your voice appearing on the recording.
Okay.
People don't like that at all.
It's like, it's like your brain drains from anything that you want to say at that moment.
Hey!
Last night, one of the times when we stopped out to smoke bowls with Mark as we were venturing across the playa, they were telling us about the two ear things, like, next to their light installment.
Ear things?
Yeah, like, it's like a...
Oh, yeah.
Hello? And like, everybody else would be like, hello?
It's true, it's hard to get creative under pressure.
Hello?
Under pressure of something cool.
Hello? Alright, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye!
Bye!
Yo, dude, there's two people trying to sleep.
No, they're not.
They are.
What's up, Andy?
That's right.
If you were sleeping, you wouldn't say that.
You woke me up.
Sorry.
You almost caught soup bits all over your head just now. You're lucky.
Oh. We did good up there. That was alright.
What can I do to help? Go on the top and secure the lights.
I hate you. Dave, aren't you able? Goddamn it. Broke my stupid thing.
Loser.
I'm not smart enough to be a raver. No, I mean it.
Don't even. It depends on what kind of a raver. Like a cyber trance raver or a candy raver. Or like an alcoholic.
Oh!
A factory raver.
I can do that. I showed my handsome purple mug.
You did.
Oh. Never mind.
Not the same one,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is the third one she's made me.
Okay.
I just complain every time I empty it, she manages to fill it back up again. It makes me feel dirty, but I'm drinking the expensive vodka, so...
You should give us a for supporting you now.
What's acceptable? I mean...
Leave it up there again.
I have a shoe. No shoe for the sleeping.
Well, it has to be really, like, quiet. Except for the storm, you probably can suck it inside.
Oh shit, I'm gonna go halfway on my batteries. hot ghetto bitch.
Hot ghetto bitch. This is a great title. Ready? We're recording this time. Welcome to Twitch. First time. I feel like I had a great time. I've heard it. This is one awkward Saturday day, so it's just the same as the hair. Physical breaks. Adam Freeland, he's an old school brain beat artist, but he's been doing musical stuff. Old school and new school.
What label is he?
I don't know what the label is. Yeah, sure, that is. Ever been to Mexico and drank the Corona there? See that? No, I've never been to Mexico. Kidding.
Never hit a cruise in Mexico.
Weather stays the way it does, like, could I power up here? Or actually, I don't need to power up here if the weather stays the way it does. The way it is, the way it will be. We like evil things. Tell me about the surgery.
Pete is having a party tonight, am I over? Over? Do you know if Pete is having a party tonight?
Party. I think the Renegade flight party is on a flight tonight, but I don't know the details.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
lady, ashen lady, give up your vows, give up your vows, save our city, save our city, right now. Well, I woke up in the morning, got myself a bill.
Made of sky blue, blue on blue.
Thank you. tra-da-da, tra-da-da, as he stretched both paws above his head. Then, tra-da-da, tra-da-da, as he tried to reach his toes. And it went like this. Tra-da-da, 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 rum-tum, tiddle-rum-tum. Well, he was coming this time to himself and walking along gaily, wondering what everybody else was and what it felt like being somebody else, when suddenly he came to a sandy bank. Oh, oh, said William, rum tum tiddle rum.
Oh, that's a lot of those.
Oh, what is the
answer? Yeah, bro.